Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's got a big feedback tonight. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. 10/16/2020. 2020 principal. And I'll tell you what, I just saw some patches, which are very interesting. And these patches apparently are going into to certain agencies, not exactly sure which, although what the patch depicts, it's like a military patch. And I was sent pictures of them. And on the patch, it's like three separate groups or agencies. In the background are the of two of them have like different colors, I believe like a silver blue and then an orangey yellow kind of a color in the background. And it is a black swan with a red eye, a black swan with a red eye. And then that's superimposed the symbols for like biological weapons stuff. I don't know if these are U.S. Airmed, AMRED, the U.S. Army deal there at Fort Detrick, or if it's some kind of a, you know, unit that's a special units are being stood up for pandemics. I don't know what it is, but there's a third one that has the black swan, and then in the body of the black swan, it has like superimposing there 2020. The other two have 2020 on the black swan patches down in the corner. This one in the body of the black swan with the red eye has 2020 in it. And then it looks like the way they've chopped up the back or the body of the black swan, it looks like it shows like a very hard-edged 911. Okay. So what they're indicating is that this is the year of the black swan, okay? And the black swan is happening, and these patches apparently are going to either agencies or military units. I'm not exactly sure which. But I will tell you this, that does not bode really well. There's a lot of disparate information and a lot of stuff that you got to try to connect it up. Because I'll tell you, just to get to one of the things, I talked to you about the loony balloons, which are the Red Chinese. I allege that they're the Red Chinese command and control already up over the United States. Not up there in the satellite world, but from 55,000 to, say, 80,000 altitude. And you remember last night I was telling you about how there was one sitting right over old Pensacola, right? We talked about it last night sitting over Pensacola. Now, these are not some 1950 or 47 weather balloon, one little weather balloon that's hooked onto a little small box like a shoebox or something like that. We're talking about loony balloons that are 20 to 25 feet or 30-foot long platforms that have every kind of camera of the highest resolution, high definition, the stuff that can look down and read your wristwatch while you're on your back porch, you know, or see what the, if you've got your checkbook out, they can see your address or your name on the checkbook, okay? We're talking about those kind of cameras, plus infrared and all kind of stuff, and thermal, and stuff to track you. They also have every kind of antenna on it to vacuum up. If you've got a situation where you've got an NSA location there, or you've got some kind of an E-6 planes that were up, right? Then consequently, they can help to vacuum up everything out of that too. Because, you know, here's the deal. President Obama, when Biden was the vice president, allegedly gave all of the radios to the Spetsnaz, the Russian Spetsnaz, they gave them first line radio, American military radio instruments, okay? Plus the NATO codes. So now, I'm sure the Chinese have them too, because Obama sold them all the stealth stuff. And then Biden, I guess, his son Hunter, you know, is getting the big money, and then if they want it, Biden to win, then the Chinese are going to be in the catbird seat. and they've already got their command and control up here. They got a large number of people in Mexico, troops, etc. They have a large number of troops in Canada, and they have a whole lot of restaurant workers inside the United States and Canada as well. Plus cartels, plus Russian Spetsnaz, plus every Muslim brotherhood type. All in a fanciful little conglomeration, ready to try to take this country here, along with the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter as the foot soldiers. So, remember we used to talk about the gang peace that was held in Kansas City back in the 90s. And I used to tell you that back then that they made the deal with the street gangs that the United States government or the intelligence agencies would give them a lot of money to their leadership if they would try to quiet it down and try to keep the drive-by shootings to a dull roar and not have them on the TV every night where there was another drive-by shooting. Well, to a certain degree, that's been done. But it's been done more so by the media that they've also paid off under the Mockingbird system. Okay, the Mockingbird is where they own the reporters and the different people. Or they own the Jack Dorsey's, allegedly, and the certainly the Googles and all the different people. Well, China owns the Google, all right? So anyway, allegedly. So that's the fact of the matter is we've got all these loony balloons up, the Red Chinese. Well, interestingly enough, Pensacola, we brought that out last night. Right after the show, when I told them they're you're up over Pensacola, and they're up pretty high, and they're only squawking every now and then. Son of a gun, if they didn't move that straight over up into the upper Georgia, okay? And I guess they did not want one of them good naval aviators at Pensacola to go up and check and see what the heck they got. Or maybe they didn't want somebody out of England zapping them with a particle beam, you know? So all I'm going to tell you is, once again, NSA, Pentagon, Pentagram, whoever the heck you are, and who you're working for, if it's not Lucy, the Lightbringer, and the London, Zurich, and New York banks, all right, the Paris banks, if you're still red-blooded and American and you're trying to protect this country, then you ought to take these dadgum red Chinese corporation-launched so-called under the color of helping the internet googos, loony balloons, all right? And then, interesting enough, some of the others moved on down south into South Texas off Corpus Christi and that kind of thing. Well, let me tell you something. San Antonio, NSA at San Antonio, why don't you get that Hunter Hawk up and take out that sucker down there, the two or three down there by Corpus, and you got another couple off over off of Texas over Mexico there. And we still got the one up over the missile bases in North Dakota, near the North Dakota-Minnesota line, and that also would take in Montana and all of those up in there and anything further down, because if they're up, on that one hadn't squawked in a long time because that one's up there at the edge of space. And they can stay up there quite a long time. And incidentally, these platforms not only have, they have a little ionic motor, they have solar panels and stuff. And then they also have the portable electromagnetic weapons, okay, that can start a fire, all right? They can also narrow beam a person. They'll beam you, turn you on to a frequency, and give you cancer, or give you COVID, or make you more susceptible to it, or give you a stroke, or attempt to, or whatever, a heart attack. So these kind of things are always in the picture and are in there right now. So I'm just telling you that there's a lot of stuff going on. Also, I've heard through the deep background that the U.S. Marshals apparently made an emergency, like a purchase order or whatever, emergency thing, to lease a big big airliner jet type thing you know, a 230 seat, whatever, the 737 or 78, whatever, 787 or whatever it is, they're trying to lease one quickly for October the 24th. And I got to thinking about that. I said, well, I wonder what they're going to do. Who are they going to transport with 200 some people on it? U.S. Marshals. And I thought to myself, well, maybe they're going to start to go for, alternative news people. They ought to go pick up old Jack Dorsey and the frickin' prack there at the Whataburger and Zuckerberg and the Facebook and all of that, and maybe the Google guy. Maybe they ought to just give them a nice ride for free to take them out there, or they could charge them, I guess, to take them out for their subpoenas. When they got them old nice little things called a subpoena, okay? Now, somebody like Comey, you just go in and you do it virtually, you know? You got your virtual subpoena. And then you can't remember nothing. I'm going to tell you what, that's the biggest thing. If they ever tell you, well, what do I do? Well, you tell them, I just like Comey, I don't have no specific recollection. I really wouldn't know about that. I don't recall seeing that. No specific recollection about that. I didn't eat my Wheaties this morning. Well, no offense to Wheaties. I mean, Wheaties are good. I don't want to do that kind of a thing and disparage them with Comey. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this kind of thing is getting to be really late in the tooth. But this thing of the special plane being rapidly sought to be leased immediately for the U.S. Marshals, well, you got something with 230 seats. Are there snakes on the plane? Is this Con Air, or are they going to go start to round people up? You know, I don't know. And the fact is, I'd like to see them round up a whole group of conspirators to try to do the coup d'etat against President Trump. That would be good. You could round up about 200 of them. Or maybe they could round up the FBI agents, you know, all the FBI agents that just seem to be involved in all this stuff, you know. And you start to look at what happened up in Michigan, and you start to see, this is another one of those FBI informant is the guy that's the loudest talker. And you see, I used to know people from the 60s about back in those days. And I've told you some of the stories. I used to know somebody. Used to know a guy that worked for the Iowa Bureau of Investigation. He infiltrated SDS and stuff like that. I used to know a guy who was like the number two or three person in the SDS in a major college in Ohio. And yet at the same time, he thought he worked for the FBI. It turns out he really worked for the CIA, and he was also one of the best shots with a rifle or a pistol I've ever heard of or ever seen. Right. And anyway, that person was an excellent, and was also a part of, let's say, the Archer system back in those days, you see. Now they just farm all that out to somebody else, you know, or they look for somebody in never mind, I'm not going to talk about it. I know about too many of them people. These snipers are really good at what they do. And I'm going to tell you what. If you do not have a bolt-action rifle, say in a .30-06, a .308, a .338 Lapua, a lot of people I know have got 50s. You know, a lot of people in different areas got the 50s and put around right up the old, engine block, you know, through the firewall, you know. People like Mickey Lapua, old Mickey's got optics. He can just stay on the optics and squeeze and go back to eating a nice big old thick steak. Maybe he'll go up to Ybor City or one of them places where they got all them old things over there. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're real close, and it's hard to guess because you don't know how much has been stolen of the election or how many people they put on, you know, the ballots and that kind of stuff. And then the lies that are being spread, I mean, it's not fair what they did with Trump on these town halls and all this stuff, but you see to the degree that they're going to try to take him out. So either he's going to win by the big slide, the landslide, and then they'll have to figure out how to steal it, and then there'll be, I guarantee you, just like there used to be in Dade County in the old days, when the League of Women Voters, they used to, back, this is before the count with Bush and Gore, back in the old days, they used to have the League of Women Voters ran the counting rooms and stuff, where they used to count the punch cards, you know? And I can remember the Collier brothers who were into looking into election fraud and that kind of stuff, how they actually had a videotape with a telescopic lens and were able to get down in a video like thing or a picture. And they showed one of the League of Women Voters punching a new card. Okay. After the election's over. So they ran the count of the cards, they determined what they need, and then they punch the others, and then they throw out the other ballots. And in those days, they went back in the dumpsters and found the ballots they tossed in the dadgum dumpsters. But that's been back in the 80s and 90s, you see. And then since then, they just steal them from the computer. But we've got them a little more hip to that. After the Georgia Secretary of State, back a few years ago, did the test where they brought the hacker guy in. They had sample electronic voting booth things, you know, the voting deals. And they had his staff go up and vote their votes in a pattern where they knew what they were going to vote. Then they tested all of the machines and totaled them up and compared them to the way they vote them, that they were supposed to vote on the sheet for the test. And then they said to the guy, okay, it's your turn. You go ahead and do it. They waited about 15 minutes, and they went back and totaled the machines again. All of the votes were changed, and he was down the hall in a conference room or something in the Georgia Capitol there, and he was down the hall. So I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of walking around money being done. When Biden got, what did he get, $350 million? I heard him say that, by golly, they really like me. I've never taken in this much money for all of my campaigns for 47 years. Ha, ha, ha. I must really be the president. But I don't know if we're even going to have the election sometimes. I don't know if we are. And if the day of it, if it starts to blow or they start to see that Trump is winning or whatever. And either way, I think it's going to erupt. All right. Because if Trump does win big on the TV, then they've got to count all of these other ballots. And that might be a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, whatever, you see. And then he can declare victory, but then bingo, all of a sudden they're going to start rioting. And if they start wearing Trump hats, I've already started to see, it's interesting, in the Montana election, for the senatorial election, you have Daines, who's a Republican, is using Trump pants on a blue background, okay? The guy who's using red to confuse everybody with the color of the red MAGA hats, and people might think it is the Governor Bullock. Well, Bullock is, you know, he doesn't think Comey Barrett should be in. He's a liberal. See, Montana, you'd think it would be real conservative, but it's not. Some people are, but most people are not, because it goes back to Big Bill Haywood. This is a history lesson for, let's do it, a history lesson for Road and Track. Road and Track. My friends R and T. Let's say that a history lesson for the young people would be to look up the Western Miners Association and old Big Bill Haywood. Big Bill Haywood was a tough fighting man, all right, who took it to the miners, and they held out in Montana. They had shooting matches and a lot of firing and killing, and they fought against the mining concerns in Montana. And then Big Bill Haywood had a big old eye patch, a black eye patch, and stood about 6'4" or six. I think he was maybe even closer to 6'6", and a big old tough guy. And he's the guy with some others that created the Workers of the World Unite, the Wobblies. And my grandfather, a farmer back in Illinois, he used to have the Wobblies. Said the Wobblies would come in and try to steal your stock or take your horses, or they would take cakes of what was they used to throw there, phosphorus or sulfur or lye or whatever it was. Sulfur was something that when it got real hot would ignite and light your field up. They also tried to barn burn in those days, and they used to have to fight them, and they catch any of them guys. Them people, if they did live, they got beat with horse whips, and they got literally run out on the rail, tarred and feathered, all right, if they lived, all right, so they say in those days. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen or when, but I will say that if the FBI, the CIA, and some of the DIA, and some of the Department of Justice participated in a coup d'etat against President Trump, and they're still working on it, still trying to get rid of him, then nothing is beyond these people, because they've already gone beyond the pale. The FBI are the crooks. The FBI are the crooks. Don't ever cooperate with them, ever. Don't cooperate with them. You tell them, I got to get an attorney. I don't talk without an attorney. We don't want to help you. We're not cooperating. Nothing. Okay? Because they are the crooks. And yeah, there's some good guys down there to chase bank robbers and such. And I've known some good FBI agents over the years. But the fact of the matter is, you had better get rid of the people at your top, or you never have any credibility ever again in your life. And you can get into everybody's business and hack into your computers and do all your hut, SIU units, sensitive information units, and all that crap, when mostly the average FBI agent is just worried about where they're going to go to lunch, and they do their job. They're decent people, and they chase the bank robber, they catch him or whatever. But you start getting into the old, you know, DF5 and all the old black FBI, the dark black budget, black September FBI, just like, you know, in the movie, you know. And that's a whole other item, because five is funnier. Right? The Fifth Directorate, Div 5, right? Fifth Directorate, KGB, was the wet work. Div 5, the wet work, allegedly. So, ladies and gentlemen, some of you are probably listening right now to this live streaming, watching the live streaming with Brother Quayle, and I'll tell you, if you're not doing that, I think you still can probably go up and sign up for it, because you can get the ones you missed this morning back, and you can listen to all the ones tonight and tomorrow, or you can sign up and get the DVDs, order the set of the, you know, programs DVDs, where you have all of it forever, and you can bring it to your house, and that'll be available fairly quickly. But I think the Health Ranger's been up today. Dave Hodges talked about the Red Chinese, from what I understand. And, I'm amplifying that, as I have done, and Brother Quayle has done, since way back when, in the 90s. Okay? When Steve interviewed the guy that invented the neutron bomb, you see, the Red Chinese were given the neutron bomb. All right? Cohen invented the neutron bomb. And that is the thing that does not tear down the buildings or the houses or the grain elevators or the train station or any of that. it just kills all the people. Or it kills the people who haven't taken precautions to not get killed by neutron radiation. The protection against that is different. A large amount of water, like if you had a lot of water barrels stacked up in a big zone, maybe you're hiding underneath the swimming pool in the little pool house. I don't know. But you have to protect against neutron radiation. You can still live. But the idea is to take America out, and they still want to take the power grid down. And, you know, people say you don't have to destroy all of America with nukes to get an EMP. You just pop two up high in the atmosphere. One or two, a big one or two small ones, up over Nebraska or somewhere like that, and that will take out the power grid. That will knock out a lot of the cars. That is exactly what would do it. It doesn't destroy the infrastructure, so to speak. Then that would allow them to come in and clean up. Now, yes, you can do it with computers. Or you could go the Red Chinese, or the Russian Spetsnaz, because we've already know that they've already tried to do some of this back a while ago when they took out the power, the big power station out there in California, when they shot the transformers with the 762 but 39s and then blew that thing out. But they also crawled through the tunnel and turned off some stuff, including they turned off the alarm system that would have alarmed PG&E back in then to do it, to come and see what was going on there. So there are about somewhere between 9 and 11 key power substations. That's the big power substation, not the power plant, but the big power substation where the big energy goes through it. They have all the curlicues and like the rotinis and the scrutals and all the big thick wires, and those go off to the iron giants and it's transmitted down the road. But you take out conventionally 9 to 11 key power substations, that will also knock the grid down. Now an EMP, and the reason they like an EMP, or somebody has always thought about it, and the Russians sure have, the Chinese sure have, and also the Iranians have, the reason they would do that would be to also knock out a large portion of the automobiles and a large portion of all the computers, all right? So that takes it down more on a permanent basis. If you do it that way, then you're going to have, which is what the real goal of the New World Order, of Lucifer and his New World Order, Luciferian crowd, that includes the returning and also never left, some of them fallen angels, plus the high black magic people and all that kind of stuff. Just the evil scum of the planet, which includes a lot of the people at the top of the food chain in the Pentagram, in the intelligence world, in the U.S. government, in the banking and corporate structure. All right? Includes a whole lot of them. The oil companies, a lot of them. And other certain Illuminati families, you see. Arbustos, Lees, different ones like that, Rothschild. The royal families of England, Holland, of Dutch, the Dutch royal family, the British royal family. The British royal family basically is Saxe Coburg Gotha, or the Windsors, as they say. But you got the French royal families and this royal family and that royal family, and they're all related by blood because a lot of them stem from the ancient Sumerian kingships in Ur and various places like that, that were the Anunnaki, who were the fallen angels come down, you see. Or hybrids of fallen angels, in some cases perhaps, but align with that. Consequently, this thing is going to go just like Lord Jesus said it was. And let me tell you something. I'm just going to shout it out. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to hear and put you on notice. All you Luciferians, Lord Jesus is going to come with his archangel Michael and Gabriel and the others. He's going to bring other angels with him and whoever he decides to bring. And I would guarantee you, if he could get the job to come, old Greg Evenson will be there with jump boots on, and he'll be coming down with Jesus and all them archangels. He'll be coming down in jump boots. Boom Boom McLaughlin, Boom Boom McLaughlin, a U.S. Navy captain, Boom Boom McLaughlin will have a brace of 45s on him. He don't even need a long arm. Boom Boom will just jump down in his boondockers and his fatigues, or maybe he'll wear a summer uniform, you know. But Boom Boom will come down, maybe without a parachute, okay, to come and fight these scumbags. And there's other people that would come, I'm sure, if the Lord allows that, allows them to be part of the army that will come back onto this planet to clean the clock of Lucy and all of his people and all of his pops and all of his demons and all of his fallen angels. They're going to clean them out. They're going to take care of that 200 million man army. They're going to take care of the locusts. They're going to take care of the snakes. They're going to take care of all of the evil on this planet. And then there's going to be peace and tranquility as Lord Jesus reestablishes his kingdom on this earth, and not some AC artificial little G God Lucy trying to do a counterfeit of his life and his messiahship. Oh no! But until then, we gotta hold on. We gotta stand up. We gotta get our hind legs up, and we gotta have our firearms, our sticks, our Louisville sluggers, our machetes, our K-bar knives, whatever it is we got. And you've got, the very fact is, you can get on your knees, repent of your sins, and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And then say, Lord, where is there sanctuary for my family? Where is a true sanctuary where I can hide them away? He'll say, stay right where you are, or go down to your farm down the road where your grandpa lives. Or he'll say, go to that cabin in the woods that you've got up in Wisconsin, or go to that place over there in the Ozarks, or whatever it is he's going to tell you. Maybe he just says, you put some sandbags up in front of your house, and you take on all comers, and you stand till I come. So ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Some stuff is going to happen lickety-split, as they used to say, lickety-split. Because these people in the Illuminati, the New World Order, they want to reduce population planet Earth no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. Well, that's so Lucifer can run his little game, see? That's the original, you know, amount of people that they felt that the earth could handle, you see. Thomas Malthus, who they always call one of the founders of modern economics, Malthus did the math and he said the earth system can only handle 500 million people easily. All right, well, we got 7.5 billion. So now we got these patches being produced for probably bioweapon or biowarfare weapon groups in the U.S. military or in the intelligence world or in the DARPA world or whatever. One of them has the, you know, snake around the caduceus in the middle of it. And it's the one with the black swan. It's got the 2020 in the body of the black swan with the red eye, but it also has, like, they've divided up the back of the black swan to where it's like stripe 9 with a real sharp 9 and 1-1, and then the 2020 super impeded over that. Who's producing those patches for whose request they be produced? So they're going on to military or a duty uniform somewhere. Well, you want to play the black swan game, then, you know, they're going to get on the Lucy side. Then I'm going to tell you what. Pray that the Lord Jesus will protect you against all evil and will protect you against any attack, any virus, any bacteria, any parasite, any electronic beam, any kind of thing coming down the pike. You tell him to turn the bullets aside and to make you have the ability to wade into their hordes and to take the fight to the evil people. Take the fight to the evil Luciferian scum when the time comes. Defend your home, defend your family, defend your country, defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Defend your ability to live as you want to live under the Our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus. And you'd better be prepared, and you better have food, and you better have water, and you better have firearms and ammunition. If you ain't got 1,000 rounds of something, you ain't got enough. You got 1,000 rounds, but if you can't afford that, if you can get 20 rounds or 50 or 100, then be thankful. And use that as a force multiplier, because I'm going to tell you what. You could use a telescoping, baton. You could use, we used to use the actual antennas off of cars back in the old days and whip them out. You could do some damage with that. You could get the Louisville Slugger. You can get a sickle, one of those curved blades. You can go, you're turning Kung Fu and turning Japanese, You could get a good old hickory stick or a good old diamond willow with the big knob on the top. I will tell you this. I've told you before about canes. A cane is a medical device, and they cannot take it away from you getting on a plane or going into the cop shop. They have to allow you to use your cane. It is a medical device. If you get a good hardwood cane, go online and look up cane fighting. And I've told you about the old Green Beret back a few years ago, back in the 90s, he used to teach it because he had been injured in Vietnam and a lot of wounds, and he came back, he needed a cane. Robert used to teach cane fighting to old people or young people or anything. And I remember seeing some of his stuff, and I showed my mother how to use it. And my mom had a good old, good, thick hickory type cane or oak or whatever it was. And I showed her how to pop them in the Adam's apple and then swing it like a baseball bat right on the side of their head. And I used to put her through drills when she was alive and here. And she was tough. So we got to get tough again. We've been sissifying around and playing games. That don't mean you throw yourself out onto the first thing that comes to pass. That doesn't mean you waste your life in some kind of a madcap adventure. That means you also be smart. Tough, smart, and prepared, and make sure that your family has food and water. Storage of the water, purification, the Berkey filtration systems, whatever it is. I spent a lot of time just looking at that stuff last night. I'm redundant a little bit on water. I got Berkeys. I've got other, I've got a portable K9 Combi. I've got a Aquarain from prior to the Berkeys, and I've got extra filters for all of it. But you need something to get you if you got a family of four. You need 2-3 gallons a day per person. Then you got to be able to get yourself something in a day's time. 10-12 gallon of water that's got to be cleaned up. So that means you got to have something to take it from the pond or the stream or the river or the lake. I would tell you something else. I've been looking into, you know, the moonshine stills. You can go up, and there's a good company that makes these things up in Vermont that makes them beautifully. And I don't know. Let's see if I've got that here on the deal. I don't know if I've got it on my favorites or where it's at. But anyway, I was looking at it. And let me see if I can find it quick here. Well, can't find it that quick. So anyway, look up moonshine stills or copper moonshine stills for sale, and you'll find this company's up in, I think, Vermont or New Hampshire, wherever it's at. And they make good ones, and they're not that expensive. You don't need a big one. But what I found out, what was interesting, you can purify water. You can do all kind of stuff with them. You can, of course, make alcohol, which can be used as a fuel in your flex fuel vehicles. And prior to that, they used to use them in other vehicles that weren't flex fuel, but you needed a few adjustments. So it then could also be snake bite medicine, too, and all of that, but you got to learn all the ins and outs of that. I'm not advocating that, but I will tell you what, they also said that you could take it, and in these particular conditions, if you knew what to do right, you had the right stuff there, you could take some salt water if you had to, and then make drinking water out of the salt water in one of those stills. They had 2 gallon and 4 and 10 and 15 and bigger. Just incredible type of stuff. You know, it's just something that's quite interesting to see it if you're able to find that stuff. I wish I could give you the name of that, because that's a good site. But I also found some real interesting things, like a site that I had in my favorites and I'd forgotten about it, Urban Survival Site. It had a lot of free articles. I read this one article last night in the early old dark 30 while I was sitting here cleaning the old, firearm type items and that kind of stuff. Always having another one at the ready, of course. But the fact is that I was looking at it, and it had an article about using a can of Crisco and using that, putting a wick in that, and burning that for lamp oil. Using the Crisco as a lubricant. Using the Crisco for 17 different ways to use Crisco. And I thought to myself, man, I better go get me a can of that stuff, you know. Better get a can of it. And so there's all kind of things on that. And let's just see if I can find it there. I'll look down and I'll give you that. I think I can tell you what that one is. Because it's quite interesting. Just something that might save you in the end time. You know, something that might save you out of the blue that you don't know what you could have got it to do. You know, that kind of stuff. And it's just incredibly amazing to me, all of the things that you could find that are free to learn about them, okay? Learn about them on air, you know? Urban Survival Site, S-I-T-E, UrbanSurvivalSite.com, UrbanSurvivalSite.com. Very good place. I also think there's an Ultimate Preparedness Library.com. There's all kind of things to get information on. Sportsman Guide, you know, we've talked about that a lot of times. There's all kind of stuff at sportsmanguide.com. And also Major Surplus, majorsurplus.com, okay? That, you can get really good stuff at Major Surplus. Go up there and take a look at it. And I've bought from them over the years, and there's certain things I could find there that I can't find other places. Like, have you ever wanted, like, let's say you have, you shoot a 7.62 by 39, aka semi-automatic, of course, variant rifle, and you want pouches that could match up with your Moley or your old Alice type gear or your you know, different stuff that you've got, or you've got the keepers or wherever, however you want to put it on your belt. And they've got new pouches that are either black or olive green or camo or whatever. And it's Major Surplus, all one word, majorsurplus.com. And they have those things, and you can get them. And you can get a three-pouch system where it'll take two, the 7.62 with 39.30 rounds in each pouch. So that gives you six of them in one of those three packs. Or it will take nine 30-round AR-15 mags. So that will work either one, and they're separate and divided, and that's good. Because if you're going to have about, 12 of them would be a nice round figure. 12 times 30 is what, 360. Now that's heavy, yeah. But you're not going to have a helicopter dropping bandoliers or a Jeep bringing bandoliers up to you. You're going to have to walk and carry a little bit more. And then if you're going to wear your level 4 and a PASGAT helmet, and some people say, yeah, you don't want to wear that. Well, I'm going to tell you, I was reading about the PASGAT. If you get a little shrapnel in the air, that'll take a lot of 20 mic mortar shrapnel. Well, not a bad thing, or the, and it will take a hit from a pistol. All right. Pop off the, bounce off the top. You can get, pretty good on that. Or one round. One round, like from a 308 or 223, will bounce off most of those old PASGAT type helmets. They've got the new ones for all the fancy, gear and all that stuff. I try to go back and get the others. I've been able to find certain ones, for my own use, and I always buy the extra pads for the inside. So consequently, you need to be thinking about little things around the edges, but food, water, water purification, water storage, very important. And Brother Quail put up Deagle.com, Deagle in their information, which they put out, and they statistically are the ones that called for population in 2025, the United States to be, initially they said about 55 million, then they switched it up to about 100 million. Instead of 330 or 340 million, whatever we got now. And that is the interesting thing, is that Brother Quail was talking about, is that they have changed the color in one of their reports, and they change it to a new color, which indicates the possibility of, and use a word in their report that indicates they may be thinking and predicting the possibility of a nuclear war or nuclear attack on the United States. So the fact is, maybe they pop the EMP. I know computers sound great, but it doesn't knock the cars out. It doesn't clog the roads. Then you still got the ability of people to get in, pick them up trucks, and my favorite thing would be maybe a dump truck or a garbage truck with grenade wire on the top that throws the grenades off the side, and where you got some portals made in there to fire some stuff at them, and have a big old plate steel on the front with a slot to drive through, just like Clint Eastwood did on that bus. Or big front end loaders or bulldozers or whatever. Or, something maybe like a big old Peterbilt, or Kenworth. With the big plate steel in the front to protect it like a buttering ram, and to prevent the big hits from stuff that would go through to knock the engine blocks out, that kind of stuff. So the only thing going to take out one of them is going to be a laser or artillery or something pretty big, an anti-tank weapon. But you see, if you have the butter knife, you got the butter knife, you can get you a shotgun. You got the shotgun, you can get you a rifle. You got the rifle, you can get you something else. You got the something else, you can get you a tank. You got a tank, you can go and take the airfield, you know? You got a pilot on the thing, you can get up and maybe fly some. You see, this is all about when the time comes and they come at you, whoever they is, okay? And it could be Luciferian elements of whatever military or government, but it could also be the Red Chinese, the Russian, the cartel boys, the Muslims, all in a conglomerate. But I'm going to stand for Lord Jesus. I'm going to stand for my family. I'm going to stand for my Bill of Rights. And I ain't going to be a dummy. And my preference would be to, you know, not run after somebody around the corner and go outflank them. My preference would be to see them coming from a little distance, you know. And my old buddy Big Mac. You just want to look out there on the yard with the good scope, and you want to just take care of the problem on the yard and then go back to eating your sandwich, you know what I'm saying, your Big Mac and your fries, and paying no doggone never mind. Because, you see, if they're going to come at you, and they got evil in their heart, and that's the plan, and we're getting down into these days, and I know it's hard to confront. And some people have fear, but I'm going to tell you what. If you have repented of your sins, Lord Jesus, you have asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you know where you're going to go. Greg Evenson and I used to talk on air about that. We used to talk personally about that. Brother Quayle and I talk about it. When you know that Jesus is with you and you're with Jesus, you know where you're going to go. It frees you up as a being. It frees you up as a man or as a woman or as a young person to know that you're going to have an everlasting life in heaven with Jesus if you were to lose your life on this planet, and if you're to stand up against evil on behalf of him and you say, Lord, I've got my family in sanctuary. Where do you want me on the line? Where do you want me to put me on the line to stand against these people? Because you got government people in the DOJ that have allowed coup d'etats to go out against this president. You got Robert Johnson, a.k.a. maybe that isn't even his name, William P. Barr, right? Mr. CIA, who's allowed it all to go. They haven't indicted anybody. Remember he told Kyle, I haven't indicted anybody. So they're going to wait to see who wins. If Biden wins, then it's going to go, this thing is going to go communista, okay? Luciferian communista, and they're already hunting Christians in Armenia, they're hunting Christians here, they're hunting Christians everywhere, and you had a Muslim just killed a Christian school teacher in France, beheaded him. Well, I'm going to tell you what, when that stuff starts stopping, you put a few of their heads out on the pikes, and you put them out there, and you get the blasphemers, and you get rid of them. Make, as Pat said, make the other poor son of a gun die for his country, for his belief, for his evil. Make him go, not you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to keep old Hawk on the air, hitting and striking the blows against the Luciferians. I pray that you would, because I could use any assistance you can afford. Keep old Hawk in the game against the Lucies, striking blows against them. Federal Reserve notes, metals are the best, easiest. Check, okay, no problem. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold and protect you against all evil. Provide you with medical miracles when the time comes or if you need them now. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to say it's just like down in Louisiana. It's going to be the... They're going to have to fade no dough here pretty quick, you know. It's like, laissez le bon temps rouler, let the good times roll. Let me tell you something. The dice is rolling, and all the times is rolling, and them floorboards and them Cajun dance halls are bouncing as you go around. Doing your Cajun two-step, all right? They're bouncing you up and down. But I'm going to tell you what. The Red Chinese have been throwing everything at us. Weather wars, hurricanes, derechos, all this kind of stuff. They're using directed energy weapons. And yes, I've been telling you about that for years. I'm glad a lot of people have discovered that and have now come over. Because the fact of the matter is, the previous Defense Secretary Cohen, in April 28th of 1997, Secretary of the DOD, William S. Cohen, he talked about engineering some sort of insects that can destroy crops. Others are engaging even in eco-type terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, set off volcanoes remotely through use of electromagnetic waves. That's the Secretary of Defense telling you about it back then. You got guys telling you, well, none of that stuff exists. Man, what the hell are you talking about, Hawk? All that's baloney. You've been watching too many movies. Blah, blah, blah. No! I got hit with one. I got nailed with one. But what I just read you is from a briefing, April 28th, 1997, DOD Secretary William S. Cohen. Remember, what's our guy that used to be the Democrat from Ohio that ran from Cleveland when the fires were burned on the river there at Cleveland, and he became the Democratic, Dennis Kucinich, wasn't it? Kucinich, right? Dennis Kucinich came out and talked all about the Star Wars weapons and all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, you're going to see it all before the Lord comes back with his angels. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and protect them from your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high tech. Keep China busy. Keep Russia busy. Fight this, China. Fight up. China. Hit three quarters of damn. And you'd better watch out for these Chinese, red Chinese, alleged Hugo balloons that are the command and control, sitting right there waiting for the Chinese to come across the border of Mexico. You're overlooking your Pensacola Naval Station in action. Just predicting. Nick and Apua, use your good optics. Rico and Thomas. Learn how to stand up to the Lord Jesus. He loves you. All right,